If I'm a monkey, though, I can get away with it.
Yeah, but you're not, Sam. You're not a monkey.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up in court,
Sam. You can't
get
away with it. You can't be like, yeah, but I identify as a monkey. Like, it doesn't work like that.
One and all, and welcome to Killer Rabbit Podcast. It's Yorkshire's number one alternative news podcast, where tonight I'm excited to reveal that there will be some alternative news, and there was much rejoicing. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? There's going to be alternative news on an alternative news podcast. How fucking out there are we?
That
How
is a plot
crazy.
Twist.
Absolutely crazy plot twist.
Who would have expected that?
Not me.
Nobody!
Not me.
Nobody. No. Not Billy. Not Simon.
Timmy.
Not Peter. I'm just proving that I know
not
other
Greg.
Names here.
You've got a list. I'm telling you, you've got a list of other names in front of you. That's what you wanted to do this segment. That's why you wanted to intro like that. Because you're like, I'm going to read my list out. People will think I know names now. I've been having lessons.
I've got one of those baby name books, and I'm just going to go
through it. Reading it every night. I've got to memorize all these names.
That's the alternative news story. Sam learns names.
Sam learns how to say
it's
other people's names.
It's about as alternative as it can get.
I mean, it's about time that I learn other people's names, really. You know,
it really is.
38. Preferably. I should know more than four names, right?
Right.
So...
I need to learn one for every year. 38 names.
Oh, God, that sounds horrific. I'm not sure I can do that. I'm not sure there is that many names out there.
Do you not think? There's got to be... It must be a short book you've got.
I've got the little book of baby names rather than the big book of baby names.
The little book
just
in big
every
font.
Alphabet letter.
Right, yeah, I'm joined, of course. You've heard them. We're all talking. It's
We're
all
not
going
talking.
A bit crazy.
This is just Sam.
Is this just in my mind?
No,
this
you're just all doing all these other voices.
All the made up people
I'm
in
Sam.
My mind.
I'm Sam.
Sorry.
Okay, well, tonight I am joined, ladies and gentlemen, by... Sam! Hi, Sam. How you
Hello,
doing, Sam?
Hello, everybody. Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, Killer Rabbit, number one, Yorkshire. Yay.
Yeah, and I'm also joined, of course, by the big booming baritone himself. It's Sam.
Hey, hello, Killer Rabbit, alternative news.
Hey. And today what we've got coming up is... I love the pyow, pyow, pyow.
So, yeah. It's Adam Chase and Benson, everybody. It wasn't other
Sam. Sam.
That was all a big ruse.
Did you fall for it? Got you.
Get in touch in the comments.
We got you again.
Get in touch in the comments if you were confused or rused by our ruse.
We definitely got all the rused by the ruse.
Surely you can be rused by a ruse.
Is that the whole thing? Is that the whole purpose of a ruse? To fully ruse somebody.
If you ruse somebody via a ruse, they have been rused by...
The ruse.
By definition, I think.
They would not be amused should they be rused by the ruse.
No, well, that's a different thing altogether, because you can amuse someone who would then be amused, but I'm talking about a rusing someone who wants to be a ruse.
You could amuse someone as part of a ruse.
Get in touch in the comments if you've been rused by this segment of the podcast where you thought we were all Sam.
And then the American police turn up and aroused!
Check your hard drives.
Aroused!
it's weird being sat in a room by myself laughing.
You're just gone crazy.
Manic, really.
So, you know, we could just be like in like some sort of. This could all be in just one of our heads. We could just be nuts in some like padded room, pretending like thinking we're on a podcast. How do we know this is real?
Well, now you've got me questioning it.
Do you know what I saw
scary.
Earlier on?
Yeah.
What did you see earlier on?
I don't know. It just said something to make you think. Ooh, it makes you think a little bit.
Made you think.
You said, guess what I saw earlier on? So I said, what? And then you went, oh, well, I don't really know. That doesn't make sense.
No, it was something that says, this will make you think a little bit from what you've just said.
Oh, it actually
how do
that.
We know? How do we know this is an actual podcast? And it said, there's no sort of like empirical evidence that this is a Thursday.
There's no evidence anywhere that this is a real Thursday. We've all just got to have faith and trust that somebody's been keeping count since it started. whenever it started, and I was like, oh yeah, shit. Maybe
somebody could have just forgot one day and been like, yeah, what day yeah. is it? Like, oh yeah, it's Wednesday, mate. Yeah, definitely yeah. Wednesday.
Well, exactly. Definitely. They always judged it by what day they put the bins out. It's got to be, you know, I imagine in 25,000 BC.
The bin men turn up. That's a Monday, though.
Yeah. I mean, you hear about it in Greek mythology, you know, you've got Zeus, Poseidon, brown bin day, green bin day.
Binocles.
Binocles. Binosticus.
The Binators. You know, all sorts. Sam, I'm more interested. You know, the other day there was like, was it today? It might have been yesterday, but because somebody lost track of one of the days, I have no idea what day we're on. You started tweeting some manic story.
Oh, the bus story
on the
it was
old
yesterday.
Twits.
It was literally yesterday.
Yesterday.
In real time, yeah, it was yesterday. There was literally a couple that were having a big fallout in front of me, and I thought it was all going to kick off, and then it kind of fizzled out, and they made up by the time they got off the bus.
Fucking so, terrible.
You know, I thought, by the time they got off of the bus, then.
Yeah, I thought I'll start this. I'll start some live tweeting thing, and let's see how interesting gets. And get progressively less interesting, unfortunately. But
that's
yeah,
journalism thought, for you. That's why journalists make up half the story.
Do you know what you should have done, Sam?
It crossed my mind. It crossed my mind to say, oh, no, dinosaurs here. But, you know.
These asteroids. These green bins.
When they started making up, you should have gone up to the guy and been like, yeah, right, you've been fucking, you've been sleeping with my bird. And probably kicked it off again.
Oh, I should have done.
You should have.
No, I'm just going to go sit in the back of the bus again and just get back on my phone. And please don't engage with me anymore.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk away and I'm about this situation. And I know, but she's going to tell you off. Bah!
Oh, don't you ruin my live tweeting session, you bastards. Can I just point out the unexpected trash talk from before as well? That was nicely shoehorned in, that, Benson. I enjoyed.
You know, I love shoehorning a bit of TTing every now and again.
We haven't done any trash talk in a while, and I think people are getting a bit not worried, but, you know, a bit perturbed by the fact that there is no podcast out there covering
their
questioning at the moment.
I tell you what, though. Yeah.
Questioning their sanity.
I tell you what, on a trash talk topic, my black bin didn't get emptied last week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And everything was closed. It was out front. Everything was in bags. They didn't empty it. The bastards.
Why? Have they emptied other people's, though?
Well, they've emptied some of the street, but others didn't get emptied.
So is this lazy bin people?
I don't know.
What's happened here?
I don't know what's happened here, but like the next door neighbour to the left got emptied, but to the right didn't, and there were a few more, but then others just did get emptied. Like, what are they doing?
Did
what's
you know
going
that,
on? Disaster.
You can contact the council if they've missed a bin collection and they'll come back around and get it.
Well, and they'll fire the bin people responsible.
And they'll fire the bin people
just
responsible.
Just before Christmas.
that's trash talk corporate
well,
time.
Well, this is it. So now I'm fuming that my bin's not been emptied.
Well, this is a new house, isn't it? Have you
exactly.
upset some people, Adam? Have you been upsetting your neighbours and all the bin people?
I know. I haven't spoken to the bin people, but I might wait. I might get up early and be like, "Oi, I'll just watch them out the window and make sure they empty it."
Yeah, have your window open, just watching, just glaring.
They,
just
they turn
sure.
up and I'll just open the curtain and just stare, just watch.
Am I watching you? You will take my bin. I don't know why you're Italian.
Was it the recycling or the normal bin?
The normal,
the black bin.
It was the black bin. I said the black bin.
All right,
you need to switch
Not
on for trash talk.
Bin. Green bin's been emptied, that's fine.
It's the most important part of... Oh, that's the green bin can... You can go a couple of weeks without the green bin.
Exactly,
the
black bin's
in. Oh, week out. I mean, your bin collection's every 2 weeks for each coloured bin.
Why is that?
Oh, they rotate,
that's ridiculous.
They rotate, yeah.
But that's
true. It used to be every week, so it wasn't a bad thing if they missed a week, because the week after it would be picked up.
Now it's a bad thing.
It used to be one in four, didn't it? So the green recycling bin would get picked up every fourth go.
Yeah.
As a society. God, we are talking about trash talk here, lads.
Yeah, well, this is it. We've got either trash talk on, aren't we?
So yeah, back well, in my day, it was once every 4 weeks.
4 weeks? What are you talking about?
In my day,
it was every 6 weeks, and they might take half of the bin, but the left they'd just throw back at the house.
In my day, we didn't bloody recycle. We just set fire to everything. Just burnt it and all the smoke and pollution into atmosphere like proper people.
You're the reason why we have to recycle now.
It's lovely to have a bit of trash talk anyway, so thank you for bringing that along to the episode, Adam. We do hope that your bin is collected.
You snuck it in, Benson. You were the one who made it happen. Like an errant finger.
If anybody would like to come and collect my bin...
I just have bins on the mind, so most of my stories or most of my conversation revolves around bin-related topics.
Well, this is why we're in a primary position, to be able to deliver Yorkshire's number one bin trash-based talking podcast of bin refuse.
That is true.
Where we never refuse the refuse news.
That is a ruse.
No, that's not a ruse. That is not a ruse. That's the opposite.
Ruse to get the refuse news that we refuse to do the news.
In the nude. Now we do it. Yeah, so for anybody that's not been following, we are all remote still at the moment. We've had a lot of shit going on, so we're all in our own homes. And this week, this particular episode, we're doing this remotely without the power of the internet. We are legitimately not using the internet.
I mean, at some point, the internet will come into play when it gets shared, I suppose. But for now...
Yeah.
But now we've gone back to our childhood, really.
There'll be people wondering how we're putting this together so flawlessly. And
we've all just guessed.
Professionally, we all just guessed what each other was going to say.
Right, make the episode however long and then guess
just
that we're all saying it and see if it matches up.
For an hour and then we'll see if it all matches up.
I mean, the laughs are in the right place and everything.
I don't know why you're laughing. That's exactly what we're doing.
That's how we do it. Point, yeah, now, we just
you're talking about Big Mac and fries, and I'm talking about...
I do like Big Macs and fries.
You see?
What are you talking about?
Remember that time when I recorded an entire episode by myself?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
This is actually pioneering what we're doing at the moment, though. Recording
Nobody
a podcast
has ever recorded
together
like
without
this.
The internet. I genuinely don't think we have.
Analog podcast recording.
What we've had, you see, we've had an issue. Each week we're getting different issues, and we're just trying to iron those issues out. We were recording last week, and we spent over an hour trying to record an intro, and it just kept going wrong because
of the internet
and the fact that Benson lives somewhere that doesn't have the internet as yet.
It's hard when you live in the rainforest.
Yeah, some kind.
It's hard. It's hard to get the fiber optics through the wet leaves. That's all it is.
So we're doing it without the internet right now. I'm going to leave it up to you, the wonderful listener, to maybe work out, maybe guess, maybe come to us and say how you think we're actually managing to record this. But like I say, I think it's pioneering. I don't think it's ever been done before. I think we're trailblazers. I think we're trendsetters. I think we are. The most
podcast influencers.
Yeah, we are pinfluencers, if you will. Will you?
I will.
Do we have to replace the string every week?
And we've got to make sure it doesn't get wet, which is going to make things very difficult.
Especially living in England, yeah.
So, first of all, move to Australia. Second of all, get high-quality industrial string.
Industrial string.
It's got to be good quality string.
Maybe
when we tried it with...
It's going to be that kind of string that you don't know how long it is.
When we tried it with silly string, it was just awful, wasn't it? It just all kind of disintegrated immediately.
It was a bit silly.
What's a bit silly? It was a bit silly.
You see, that's how in sync we are. They can't believe we're recording all this separately.
I know, and it's just going to work perfectly. We know it's going to work perfectly because we're that in sync.
That's why we thought it was the perfect ingredient, though, because it was called silly string. Like, silly podcast, silly string, let's go.
It's going to be silly audio and everything.
And we've got the silly steel string. That would have been good.
The silliest string.
The silliest string. Yes, exactly.
Is it, before that is the sillier string.
The sillier string. The sillier string.
That's the mid-level silly string.
It's not.
And then there's almost silliest.
there's four levels of silly string, and
there's actually 63 levels, but we can't list them all off on this episode. We've tried them all. We're now on. I know I can't give away the trade secret, but I think it's a good shout that, Sam. Listeners, comment below. I don't know how you're going to comment below.
Below what?
Below Benson.
Below where you are now, like write it on the floor of your house.
We'll find it.
Scribe it into the footwell of your car, you know?
Yeah, well, you might as well. It might get rid of the damp
chisel
problem.
That's a niche reference there.
Did we ever find out if he solved his damp problem?
Shout out to Mr. Court. No, I don't think we did. He gave an absolute belter of a pun after after last week's episode in relation to your butthole, Benson. So there's people making puns about your ass.
It's amazing what you can do without the internet. What was the reference? I must have missed that.
I think it was Doctor Strange Lube, which I enjoyed, and then the subheading to that film and lots of other well-worked and worded puns. So yeah,
I'll have to have a look. On that topic, well done, Mr. Court. I think you were going to say this. Apologies for interrupting you. I'll make sure to have a look at that. The only issue I've got a massive issue with, not with my bumhole, but with the world equivalent of the bumhole, which is social media. For some reason, all of my meta products, if you will, coming up showing me info like 3 or 4 weeks old, some of which is like 2 months old. Obviously, Adam, we had this situation where I liked one of your photos on Instagram and it looked like I'd been stalking you. So maybe I'll see this comment from Mr. Court in about 4 weeks' time and I go, that was good, that. And by then, the funniness has worn off. So I'm missing all the relevant stuff happening.
Benson's algorithm is 4 weeks behind. Benson, what does that say about you?
My algorithm's just got a +4 week on it. No?
This still feels like the lady is protesting too much to me, you know. I think Benson's been doing some online stalking.
Yeah,
he's been caught out.
He's desperate to set his story and tell his story in his way. He's like, no, I'm not. I swear down before everyone asks.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can immortalize it into a podcast, and then nobody will ever be able to question my.
Well, I've got the evidence now. I could submit this in court, not Mr. Court, but I could submit it in actual court.
You don't submit it in him.
I can't put it in him. Like,
don't do that.
So, unfortunately, the only one that seems to stay on time, shall we say, is Twitter, and the amount of shite that's on there. I wish it was 4 weeks behind, like.
Yeah, Twitter is getting worse and worse and worse. And if you do follow us on there, if you've noticed I've not been as active, it's because that place is driving me fucking nuts.
Oh, I hate it.
It was bad enough before Space Karen, and it's just even worse.
Space
now,
Karen. So instead of talking about Elon Husk,
Elon Tusk.
I think I want to move on if that's okay, chaps, because. Oh. I have got an alternative news story to discuss on the podcast today. And instead of me being negative Nelly and talking about social media, I want to talk about this story. Do I have both of your permissions to continue?
Before that, and just to split the podcast up, can we have a sound effect of choice here just to take us nicely into that alternative news story? Would that be okay with everybody as well?
What kind of sound effect? Like a turtle humping a dog or something?
Well, we have the standard transitional sound effect, which we could use.
True.
I don't think.
But now you've drawn attention to it, I feel like we need to pick a special one.
I will do the sound of a car crashing into an air horn.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Can it have a nice little long screech into the crash? Just so it announces itself as a. What the fuck was that?
That was me.
Did somebody just do a sound effect?
That's exactly yes.
We do make our own sound effects.
I know we do. That was really believable. I thought there was a cat on the call. I thought there was like an aggravated cat.
Okay, so I'm going to put
sound
effect. Do you
not know that our producer is a cat called Mittens? Did you forget they're on the call listening?
Sorry, Mittens. I forget that you're here in spirit. And because you're
spirit.
what
did you do to Mittens?
Yeah, we got a dead cat.
Why did you kill Mittens? What happened?
I didn't kill him. It was a political scandal.
Cat get it.
Dead cat, anybody?
What
dead
happened? Cat?
No, never mind. Never mind. So, yeah, Benson, are you going to insert that sound effect soon? Or is it going to be a little bit more preamble before that?
I inserted it about 2 minutes ago, so it's going to have to be inserted again because all of this will be kept in as well.
Another sound effect? It's going to have to be a different one then.
The
same one? No. I can't be having... No, that'll ruin the algorithm.
Look, we're not fucking about with sound effects just because I'm editing this episode, Sam. Right, well, you're gonna get a stock sound effect, and that's it.
No,
That's it. That's it. Right, no, the sound effects already happened. So none of this.
A four clown. This is beneficial to anyone. With a seal clapping behind it.
I beg to differ, because what I'm going to suggest is if you would please be so kind as to put the cow sound effect in, because.
So, chaps.
Chat.
Question for you both.
Yeah.
What's the question? This is for the.
I'm just checking. Sake. Mittens is recording.
Right, meow. Mittens is recording. I don't know how cat can record, but okay. What is the weirdest?
If you don't believe, then
Sam,
they can't.
You shut
can
the fuck
they?
Up. Just shut up.
If you don't believe, then Mittens will never stay alive.
Exactly, and then it won't be recorded, and then this whole thing is futile.
What's the point?
Mittens isn't a fairy from Peter Pan. Right?
Anyway, we're giving away trade secrets again about Mittens. Shh.
Right. Okay. Have we got it all out of our system, Sam?
What, Mittens?
Okay. What is the wildest thing either of you have done whilst drunk? I know that, Sam, you fall into shoes and stuff, but craziest thing you've done... And you don't have to go into it, because I'm going to top it with what I've got here, but, one of the craziest things you've done whilst you were drunk, go.
Tried to buy a Burger King with a Buzz Lightyear.
With a Bud Light?
Like the actual place or the meal...
I tried to buy the whole company. Yeah.
You said a Burger King.
So on my 18th birthday in the centre of Leeds, I don't know
why. You and fast foods in the centre of Leeds, man. Like,
this is how most of my stories go, isn't it? But I found a fully operational, I was going to say full size, but it wasn't full size. It was full size. A fully operational, full size Buzz Lightyear action figure.
Was this in the
worked.
Disney store?
It had the no. It was just on the pavement,
on the shelf in the Disney store.
Some kid's fucking toy on the side of the street. It's like, I'm having that.
It was just in some child's pram. It was just on the floor, and I picked it up. It was fully operational. All the lights, the wings popped out. There was nothing broken, and I was pissed. And it was my 18th birthday. You can imagine how pissed I was. And I thought that's the coolest thing ever that I've been able to find that. And then I went into a Burger King and ordered a meal, and then they asked for the payment, and I was like, "Do you take Buzz Lightyear?" they didn't, apparently, unfortunately, because I was gonna. I thought that was probably worth more than a Burger King meal, and I still stand by that. To be honest with you, would you not think that that's worth more than a?
Full sized, fully working Buzz Lightyear from the shelf of the Disney store.
No shelf involved. There was no shelf.
Yeah, but you stole it. But yeah, it would be worth more than a Whopper. Yeah.
It would be worth more than a Whopper. You are right.
Mm. So Adam, can you top that? Can you top? Did you get a full size Woody and get a McDonald's with it?
I've had a few Woodies,
full size ones on a night out.
Full size Woody on a night out on your 18th, and then you got a McDonald's for it.
No, not really. I don't know. Crazy things. It was about. We did walk past a building site about 3 or 4 in the morning when we were pretty drunk, when we were used, and they'd left a load of porcelain toilet, brand new, just on the side.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So you took them to a Burger King.
we tried to buy a McDonald's, actually. but the building.
What the full franchise or just the meal?
The building itself.
the actual building of that particular McDonald's, wow.
Yeah, no, so that's probably... The craziest. So, I mean, what would you class as crazy?
Well, I'll tell you what's crazy. So,
okay, come on then.
I'm glad that you're going to tell us what's crazy, and you weren't just going to leave it at that.
Please just tell us what is crazy, and then we'll leave it there.
Yours were pretty.
I'm not bothered about the story. Just what's crazy.
I'm sure ours were tame in comparison.
Yours were pretty watery. In comparison, because my head title is A Drunk Man Faces 8 Years in Prison for Invading Polish Town in a Russian Tank.
Was the man Polish or Russian?
Now, the last time someone... we're going to get to that. I was going to say the last time Poland got invaded, it wasn't by a drunk person in a tank, let me tell you.
Horrible memories
for some people.
I was annoyed by a tank just today, do you know?
You were annoyed by a tank?
I was annoyed by a tank.
Was
the tank specifically like targeting you to annoy you, or did you just like look at it and go, that's annoying?
It blew me up and really pissed me off. No, right. I was in King's Cross train station earlier today.
There was
a Cockney family, and they'd obviously
a Cockney family.
Yeah, and they obviously hadn't seen each other for a while. It was like two. I don't know. They could have been cousins, brothers, sisters. I don't know. But they were talking. They were talking about a young nephew or son or something like that. And he kept saying, oh, he loves Thomas the Tank. Absolutely loves Thomas the Tank. Anyway, so he got this Thomas the Tank. And then for his birthday, he got this wonderful Thomas the Tank. He absolutely loves Thomas the Tank. And I was stood next to him just going, engine.
Thomas is not a tank. He is a tank engine.
Well, you've heard the theme tune, haven't you? Thomas the Tank.
Da, da, da.
In fairness, the theme doesn't say Thomas the Tank Engine.
It doesn't even have words, does it?
It's completely wordless. But
what are you on about? The theme tune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank. No, it's not. It's Thomas the Tank Engine. Why do you think the syllables are the perfect amount for the melody?
The knot that you've just proved. The knot the perfect amount.
It's like Thomas the Tank Engine.
No. That's eight syllables.
It's an extra syllable.
The Tank Engine. There's two. You're missing two syllables. There's no lyrics in that song. I'm more annoyed at this now than those fucking twats in the train station. There's no lyrics to Thomas the Tank Engine theme. I'm not having that. Ringo Starr narrated it, fair enough. That's a fact.
The Beatles did not sing to the fucking tune. And there probably is like some recording somewhere.
Thomas the Tank and Henry.
But yeah,
can
Thomas the Tank would have been
under the sea, Paul.
it would have been a very different kids show, wouldn't it? If it was just a personified panzer just fucking tearing into enemy territory and blowing up German foes.
One of them gets annoyed and just takes out a few villagers.
Yeah, they just got Ringo Starr going, and then he blew up everything.
Got really angry and destroyed all the nearby towns.
Oh, Thomas, you have been a naughty tank.
Just a smouldering wasteland behind it.
it sounds like the giraffe poo situation all over. They were calling Thomas the Tank. Thomas the Tank found giraffe poo on the floor, so started blasting.
There was shells everywhere.
Said, Thomas, stop being such a naughty tank. So Thomas shot him in the face.
Boom! The fucking corpses
with
everywhere.
With a 56 caliber armor piercing round, and
then straight through
that
his
was
fucking
a bit
head.
Over the top for a human. Anyway, let's get back to the story.
No, I like this story.
Yeah, I prefer it. You'll be surprised. You know how we're all recording this without knowing what each other's saying? Well, we've described the entire fucking story.
It's going to be fantastic, that.
But you know, this person in King's Cross is innocently mis-tankifying, which is similar to misgendering, mis-tankifying a tank engine in London, and then that has now made it into our podcast. Nobody is safe. Nobody.
You can't mis-tankify something.
What if there might be a listener that we're not aware of, and they might be sat there going, oh, I didn't mean to. I didn't realise. But yeah, maybe I've helped them change the error of their ways. Maybe I've gone full Scrooge on them. And
just add
helped
engine.
Them fix them. Yeah, just, engine.
You could have
engine.
Just fixed it there and then, Sam. Why didn't you say something? Why don't you go, off, excuse
me,
right?
He was
his name is not Thomas the Tank.
You're missing a crucial word there. You've made him into an entirely different vehicle.
You
stop
don't
it.
Know, though. There might be a special... they might have done a special version that... specifically for Cockneys, because they didn't like trains.
So they had to make it more militarized.
Now that you mention it, it's well known that Cockneys do not like trains. I don't know why they were in that. I don't know why they were in King's Cross at the time.
Maybe they've gone there to stab a train.
Fucking train stabbing. We don't do train spotting, we do train stabbing. You can't.
It is a strange place down south. You never know.
Very strange. I can just imagine now, like, I started imagining it. So the Thomas the Tank would be like Thomas the Tank engine, but in army camo colour. And has a massive gun on its head and is also a train.
What would
Percy
confusing. Look like?
It's a train as well. It's a train attack.
What? Thomas it's the Train
a,
Tank
it's
engine.
It's like a tank attachment for a train. Just goes on tracks.
That's what Hitler had built. He had a rail tank.
A tank train.
Yeah, tank train. That sounds like an American thing. That's not a Cockney thing. That's definitely American.
That's something like they have on some fucking arena every other weekend touring the country. Come and see the tank train.
I would
chew
watch tank
fucking
train.
Chew. I'm not even going to bother going into the other story. It's like nowhere near as good as Thomas the Tank.
Oh my God, yeah, we went a bit crazy, didn't we?
And his day out in Poland. Maybe
I do want to hear about a guy invading Poland in a tank.
Okay,
I do want to
so
hear about.
Not only did he invade Poland, which have already had their fair share of invasions in the past, he also
like invade somewhere new. Jeez. be original. go invade Skegness or somewhere, Jesus.
Crystal Knock, we've already seen that, for fuck's sake. So, the man was arrested after taking a Second World War Soviet tank for a joyride around a town in
Joyride
Poland.
Ride.
A joyride ride. A man was arrested after taking a Second World War Soviet Thomas the Tank. Thomas, spelled T-O-M-I-S, Thomas the Tank, for a joyride around
Thomas
a town
Thomas was
in
not
Poland.
Very happy about this. Get out of my...
So, but this wasn't like a drunken, you know, like...
I was drunken.
I wouldn't say this is a joyride because this guy has loaded the 40-ton vehicle onto a transporter lorry, taken it to Poland, and then, you know, unleashed hell.
Oh,
I wouldn't say that's a joyride.
This guy has specifically chosen to drive there on a lorry.
Yeah.
That's not something that you can get away with saying you just did it on a whim.
I did it accidentally, mate. I just fucking ended up here, you know,
with a tank.
So the Soviet tank is property of the Polish military. I mean, they must be just struggling budget-wise, so they have to use, you know, World War II tanks.
It's been invaded by their own tank.
They've been invaded by their own... Thomas the Tank has really... He's turned red on them. It's not good. It's not good for the Polish residents. So the T-55 tank, which is at least 60 years old, is the property of the Polish military, but to residents of the town, it appeared more of a threat than a museum piece, so they quickly called the police.
What the fuck are the police going to do against a tank?
Yeah. 999 Stop police. Tank. You'll never guess what's happening here, but we're being invaded again.
You imagine that. Oh, fuck. You think you're getting invaded by an army. Oh, you ring the police, they'll sort it out.
I'm sorry, sir, we can't do anything. You'll need to call the Fat Controller on this one, I'm afraid.
And the Fat Controller showed up and went, not again.
Thomas!
Probably Thomas. Shouldn't joke too much
it's
about
it. It's Polish. Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas. Apparently, they have this quite a regular occurrence. Last year, a Russian man... a man in Russia, doesn't say that he's Russian himself, a man in Russia also stole a tank and was heavily intoxicated during his rampage in which he crushed a car. I'm guessing tanks don't have, ignition keys.
Did they just leave them lying around in Russia? Just like
they just leave
them
lying
on
around.
The side of the road?
They put they put the keys under a plant pot and, you know,
It's like in the old American films where the keys are under the sun visor, you know, when they get in.
Get in,
down,
drop the sun visor down.
There's the keys. Off we go. Bit
Back
of drunken
to the
bone joyriding.
Kicks in, puts his sunglasses on. You know, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was just thinking of all the things to drunkenly drive.
To drunk
tank
drive
is the worst, but the tank's probably the best, isn't it? Because you can't do that much damage to yourself.
It's safe for the driver.
You're
isn't
quite
it?
Well protected in the tank,
it's
and it's
not
two
safe
levers.
For
it's not like a steering
else.
Wheel.
Yeah, everybody else is terrible. But yeah, for you as the driver of that, the inebriated driver of that particular vehicle, then it's a perfect choice, really. So yeah. I can see why they do it. And I bet it's a fucking shitload of fun.
I mean, anyone who's played GTA knows that getting in the tank is the safest place to be whilst
being
chased by
the police.
Also gives
you a 5-star rating.
Five stars immediately, that shit.
Yeah, but
then
you're
in a tank.
You're in a fucking tank.
Well, this is it. Why did they ring the police?
Yeah, well, they should have got the
here's a question
just
then.
Just ring the military.
Looking out, Adam, you're looking out to see if your bins have been emptied. The next thing you've got, there's a tank strolling down the road called Thomas.
Strolling?
Rolling.
On
rolling
his legs.
It's going out for a nice morning walk and then you're...
Tank's just got his legs out walking down the street. Wait.
How much more are we going to personify tanks in this episode? So the tank was just sat on a bench,
a tank
enjoying the day.
I think tanks get a bad rap. I think we should personify them.
I've just got this image of a big blue tank with Thomas's face on it, with these long fucking legs and arms, walking down the middle of the street that's about fucking 40 foot tall. I don't think I'd like this.
You can keep the bins, honestly. Don't empty them. It's fine. Just take the bin. You can have it. It's yours, Thomas.
I can't wait to see what AI does for this when I create Thomas the Tank Engine as a tank.
Thomas the Tank. As a tank with legs and arms, though.
With legs and arms. And feeding the ducks at the same time, please.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's all that. We have to get it all in. And it's in Poland.
That's about the most human activity you can do, isn't it? Feeding the ducks. Can't do anything more human that sets us apart from the other animals is feeding the animals for joy.
You think that sets us apart from all the other animals?
Yeah, not opposable thumbs, none of that shit.
Not shooting each other or any of that shit.
No, none of that shit. Feeding other animals for the joy of feeding other animals.
But monkeys do that, right?
No, they throw shit at people. I don't think they're doing that as an edible offering.
But everyone throws shit at humans. There's a reason for that. They'll feed like otters and stuff.
But what? Just like nuts? Here, otter, have a nut.
Yeah, there's like.
I don't think otters eating nuts.
I don't think.
But what's the reason? They wouldn't do it for like a day out, would they? I used to go with like my grandparents to go feed the ducks. It was a thing. It's like, let's go do that. I can't see other animals doing that. Like monkeys just going, no, let's go sit by the river and feed some otters.
I think for a monkey, every day is a day out.
Do you?
That's a good point. It's only humans that have day outs, really.
Yeah, I think I mean, we domesticated ourselves, didn't we? That's our fault. And then we fought. And then we force other animals to be the same way.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But What would you call it then for a monkey if it was doing something different to what it would normally do? If it's like sod swinging through trees today, I'm going to go do something for joy. What would you call that?
But they do stuff for joy.
If it's not going out though, what would you call it?
Monkey having fun.
Well, monkeying around.
Monkeying around, of course. There you go.
Oh, you were setting yourself up there, weren't you? Fucking hell.
I was. Well, I wasn't setting myself up, but you guys have actually set me up.
How have
we? You would like to. Well, would you like to hear some more alternative news sent in by a listener?
Go on then.
Yes.
You would? Do you think we should have a sound effect before this?
Maybe.
I've already inserted it. It's already there. It's happened. We've had the sound effect.
Okay. All right, we just had a sound effect. Did you enjoy it? It was a really good sound effect. I'm sure
I liked
it.
The sound effect there
was really good. Great choice.
The tank theme tune.
With you singing over the top of it.
Is
it Thomas the Tank, though? Not Thomas. Thomas the Tank.
Thomas the Tank.
Yeah, and it's more like a Russian military sound to the music. Right. It's Thomas.
So before getting into this story, I need to give a bit of a shout out and heads up to our good friends, Pint of Cthulhu Podcast.
Cthulhu.
Oh, we love a bit of Cthulhu. We do love a bit of Cthulhu.
Well, and especially if it's in pints.
Pint of Cthulhu, I love a pint. Not an half, not an eighth.
Not
an air for Cthulhu. Once a pint of Cthulhu. But if you're into your RPG, TTRPG, tabletop role-playing games, is that right? Yeah?
That's right.
If you're into podcasts and role-playing games, then go check out Pint of Cthulhu Podcast. Good guys, good people, great podcast. Now, they've been submitting stories to me for a while, and You might not believe this judging by some of the stories on this podcast, but we do actually have a filter. We don't put every story out there. They have to be officially KRP certified. And I'll be honest, Planet Cthulhu have struggled to get the mark in recent times, you know. So yeah, sometimes it's gone a little bit too far. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, can we really do that? Oh, is there a bit of sadness with that? So they finally got one through.
Story choice, it's it.
Yeah, they've finally got a belter in that has gone through the sensors. It's gone through the filters, and it's
got through the FCC.
The Fat Controller approved it.
Yeah,
it has, and it's all about scary ghosts. Ooh, should have had this for the Halloween episode.
Well, I'm gonna say it's a bit late. It's a bit late now, lad.
Scary ghosts, scary ghosts, scary ghosts.
Oh, we didn't really do stories on Halloween, did we? I mean, we did stories.
There was three stories on Halloween.
We did legitimate stories. Yeah, fully
legitimate pet shop based stories.
Real story. All of them were pet shop based. Yeah.
So, are you familiar with like ghost hunting, where people go to like the supposedly most?
No. Can you explain what it is, please?
Can you explain what ghosts are, please?
Right. So, ghosts.
Can you mansplain it? Can you samsplain it to me?
Samsplain what ghosts are.
So Thomas the Ghost Engine, right?
Does that make ghosts? Is he a ghost?
Yeah, Thomas the Ghost Engine.
Does he make
ghosts?
The
Ghost Engine is
surely
that
the Ghost Engine makes ghosts, produces more ghosts,
or drives the ghost car.
Is that where the ghosts come from?
That's where the ghosts exist. Yeah, and that's where they are created, just churned out on like a conveyor belt.
Phantom of the motor.
Do they make like a pop?
Ghosts are scary things that go woo, okay? That may or may not exist depending on your beliefs.
I didn't realise that's what they call it. They sit in the trees and stuff, don't they, at night? I didn't realise that's what they were called.
Very scary. Very scary ghosts. Anyway,
it's what about Casper? I heard he's a friendly ghost.
Well, I don't know. I heard that he did some questionable things to some young people.
They paid a lot of money to keep that quiet, so we're not allowed to talk about that.
I thought questionable things happened to Casper, and that's why there was the three bad ones, and he was the young one that they did naughty things to when they were alive and killed him.
As we see quite often, though, people that have been brought up with that trauma often go on to reenact it later in life. And
as ghosts, yeah.
Casper went that way, I'm afraid. So, yeah, he's a bad ghost now.
Bad ghost.
So, yeah, anyway, ghost hunting. People like to go to these supposedly scary places. There's one quite near us in Pontefract, actually. That's one of the most haunted places in the UK. Have you heard of Athelhampton Hall?
No.
Well, that is supposedly one of the most haunted places in the UK as well. It was actually featured on one of those most haunted programs, TV's Most Haunted, back in 2002. It was featured
with that Derek Acora.
It might, probably Derek Acora. He's our resident ghost hunter here.
Well, he was until he got completely exposed, didn't he?
Well, he
got exposed by what? The ghost pulled his pants down.
No,
yeah,
they got
to Casper. That's how it
they
started.
They got like behind the scenes footage. So the cameras were still rolling of them making up the narrative and laughing about it before they did the camera. And it all fucking came out. That's why they stopped doing the show.
I mean, I have to say, I'm not a believer.
Derek Acora?
No, I don't believe Derek Acora is real. I don't think he's real.
I don't either. He looks too plastic. I swear he was made by, like, Armin.
So... These spooky ghost houses, anyway, they usually have, there's lots of haunting, spooky things going on, noises,
no shit.
Lots of haunty things, things that go bump in the night, unexplainable things happening, things being flinged across the table. They normally have like a major talking point, like a particular ghost, like the ghost of the white lady or something like that. I don't know. But it's usually some kind of spooky Victorian child or something like that. However, Athelhampton Hall, do you know what haunts Athelhampton Hall?
A horse.
Hall, not horn.
A flying dildo.
If you combine your two answers, you're very close. No, it's a masturbating monkey. It's haunted by... it's haunted by a masturbating monkey. So people go along to hopefully to hear and see, catch a glimpse of the spectral monkey playing with itself, touching its bits, playing with its balls.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, 100%. People go there to try and experience the...
All right, okay. When are we going?
Of Martin the monkey. That is what I was
going
to suggest.
Are we going?
If we can arrange this.
Yeah, it's 100%.
It's a 15th century house near Dorchester.
Where the fuck's Dorchester? It sounds posh.
Yeah, fucking miles away. And it was built by the Martin family. The story's quite sad of how it happened, but they had a monkey that hung around that witnessed the suicide of one of the young daughters, and it got locked in a room, so goes the story, and it starved itself to death. And ever since then... Now, this one, unlike Casper, this is supposed to be a friendly ghost. It just likes playing with its
I mean, that's why Casper's not a friendly ghost anymore.
What part of it being starved made it think, oh, well, my unfinished business is masturbating?
Maybe it was bored. Well,
what are you
going to
do if you're
die?
A ghost? Yeah, well, that's all it could do. It was locked in this room with a dead child. It thought, oh, well. Wedding robe.
Going to masturbate.
Just be careful. I don't think
that should be your final option. If you're in a room locked in there with a dead child, do not. I repeat, do not start masturbating.
If I'm a monkey, though, I can get away with it.
Yeah, but you're not, Sam. You're not a monkey.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up in court,
Sam. You can't get away with it. You can't be like, yeah, but I identify as a monkey. But it doesn't work like that.
So, anyway, Martin the monkey. Martin the monkey, right? He's people travel from all around to catch a glimpse, and yeah, I just thought it was.
We should definitely. We definitely need to do this.
I think we should go. We should film the whole thing and see if we can capture Martin the masturbating monkey. Now, something that I did notice in this story is there's some quite nice second mentions in here.
Mentioned twice?
No, it's like a journalistic technique where to avoid the stories getting boring and just saying the monkey, the monkey, the monkey every time, they'll come up with different ways of describing the
simian.
Oh, like so, thesaurus of monkey.
Exactly right, yeah. So it starts off with the ghost of a masturbating monkey, then it goes on to call him a chortling chimp, and then in a very clunky sentence it calls him a naughty but nice spectral wannabe like woo-woo.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that is.
Sounds like a cocktail.
Not
the best effort. Not the best effort, is it? So yeah, that's what some people like to do. So I thought we'd have a very quick little game of second mentions, right? And I thought it'd make sense to do it with the word rabbit.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Because we're the Killer Rabbit podcast, you see.
We're not the Killer Monkey podcast. Or the Killer Thomas the Tank podcast.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the opening section of the Wikipedia page on rabbits. But every time the word rabbit is mentioned, I want you to alternate with each other by coming up with your own second mentions. So interesting and strange ways to describe rabbits. Do you understand the game?
Yes.
Okay, so... The first one will be rabbits, of course, and I'll come to Adam first. I'll let you know when I'm coming to you. So, rabbits, also known as bunnies or bunny, Adam.
What? Do that again. I completely zoned out.
Okay, so second mentions as many different ways as you can to describe rabbits. So here we go. So rabbits, also known as bunnies or bunny, Adam.
And then I just say what another type of another word rabbit or bunny.
Just like weird ways of describing them. You know, like the spectral wannabe, like woo woo. Anything you can come up with for describing a rabbit. So. Rabbits, also known as bunnies, or bunny, Adam.
Also known as floppy-eared bouncy balls.
There we go. That's perfect. Okay. So, that's all you need to do. You just need to say the second mention. I'll do all the story bits, but I'll just let you know when I'm coming to you.
Okay.
Okay. Are small mammals in the family Leporidae of the order Lagomorpha, which also contains hares and pikas. Oricotylagus cuniculus includes the European, Benson.
Fluffball.
Species and its descendants, the world's 305 breeds of domestic, Adam.
Hoppity toothity.
Sylvilegus includes 13 wild Benson.
Strange-looking small things that can jump quite high.
Species, among them the 7 types of cottontail. The European, Adam.
Floppy-eared whole liver.
Which has been introduced on every continent except Antarctica, is familiar throughout the world as a wild prey animal and as a domesticated form of livestock and pet. With its widespread effect on ecologies and cultures, the Benson...
Rabbit Downer Jr.
is in many areas of the world a part of daily life as food, clothing, companion, and a source of artistic inspiration. Well done, gentlemen. Second mentioning there. Enjoying your journalistic skills.
It's very difficult to come up with different names for something as simple as a rabbit.
Yeah, I was thinking of like Carrot Cruncher or
Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Docker? You know, that sort of thing. But there are websites and indeed Twitter accounts that come up with the best second mentions out there. So would you like to hear a few of the ones that this website picked out?
Go on, yes, then, please.
These are actual examples of second mentions. So the moon has been described as a tide-changing rock. The sun described a sex doll as a lust vessel. Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. The Times described tea, you know, like tea and biscuits, as the bitter brown infusion. That's going too far.
What the fuck is that?
That's where you draw the line. That's too far.
Yeah, the Guardian described a fox who ran onto a soccer field as the four-legged interloper.
Wow.
So those are second mentions, so next time you read a story or something, look out for the best second mentions and send them through to us and I might read them out, because that would be fun, wouldn't it, everybody? Yeah.
That would be so fun. Oh, my God. I've never had so much fun in my entire life.
Can you imagine with a capital F, would you say?
Can we do it? Yeah. Can we do it drunk and then we can revisit that question about the craziest things we've done when we're drunk?
Oh, God, yeah. Can you imagine? That would go down into... that. They'd make films about that. The Hangover 4, where they sit around and do second mentions all night.
Hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. The hijinks we get into it.
Yeah, crazy.
Shall we wrap this one up, gentlemen?
Like a present.
Let's
at Christmas.
Wrap it up into a small Christmas parcel.
A parcel? Oh, you both up with the Christmas theme.
A Christmas parcel.
I like that. Let's wrap it up. Let's stick a bow on it and then throw it into the mailbox.
Woo. That's a good point. Because we're not using the internet, we'll have to post this to everybody.
Shh, don't give away the secrets.
Luckily, we only have 3 listeners, though.
I've been training crows for like 6 weeks, so I'm going to try that.
Oh, 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
It only takes 7 to fully train them, doesn't it? Only 7 weeks to fully train them.
So I'm going to try that way. I'm going to send it via crow. There'll be a murder turning up soon.
Yeah, I think, isn't the exam towards the end of the 7th week? How comfortable are you feeling that you're going to pass the exam?
Well, I'm pretty comfortable, but I've been speaking to a few of the crows and a few of them are a little bit off. A few of them are a bit nervous, you know.
I think that's natural.
You know,
it's a hard time of year for them as well, because they should have flown south by now.
This is it, exactly. And they're sticking around just so they can get this exam out of the way, and then they've got a big trip down south.
It's the only way to train them, though. Cockneys. It's the only way to train them, though, when they've got that incentive of being released to fly south.
That's once
exactly.
They're
bidding.
Who are you who's so wise in the ways of birds and crows?
Sir Alan Crowford.
Cheryl Crow.
Russell Crow.
Yeah, Cheryl and Russell.
Misses of crows. Yeah, one's called Poe.
Russell, and Cheryl. Lovely crows.
There's one more.
I wish them well.
This is not the first time we've ended an episode talking about crows. That's crazy.
Really? We do like a crow talk.
Yeah, because we talked about a group of crows.
A murder,
yeah.
Oh, was that ravens?
No. Crows are a murder. Ravens are awake?
No, I'm not saying. No, vultures I know what are crows awake. Are. I know the group name for crows.
Okay.
But we talked about an a group of birds at the end of ravens? An episode. Yeah, that's it. Unkindness of ravens.
And there we go. Let's end this episode then, if we've done this before, if this is old ground. Let's have another sound effect. Dealer's choice, Benson.
It's bye from Sam. It's bye from no. Benson. And it's bye from Adam.
No, that's not a sound effect. You can't just end the episode like that.
Sound
what the fuck do you think you're doing? What the fuck do you think you're doing, man? You can't just end an episode like that. Oh, fucking hell. I don't know what to do with that.
Just end it like that.
That'll be
I don't know where to go.
Funny.
I don't know
funny,
where to go with
funny,
that.
Funny.
Gotta do the readout. Gotta do the call to arms.
The call to arms?
Yeah. Everybody, get in your tanks. This has been Killer Rabbit Podcast.
Thomas has
have
called.
A few bevvies. Go invade your local village in your tank. Let us know how you get on. Send your stories to killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com or find us on the socials at killerrabbitpod. Come and say hello, share stories, ask us for advice, tell us something funny, give us an impression, recommend something to us, or ask us how to fix the leak in the passenger footwell of your 2018 Citroën Berlingo. Do whatever you want.
You can ask.
Yeah, I think we're all intrigued to know how that went, though, Mr. Court. So if you can, let us know if you got to the end at the bottom of that problem. And if you do have any other advice that we can give you or help or support that we can give you, please let us know and we will put our minds together and do our best for you. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. There has been talk of getting together soon and doing the old show. Not the old show, but the show as it was before we went remote. But we want to save that for when we're in person because it just feels a bit disingenuous to do it like this. So at the moment, we're just flying by the seat of our pants, but we're having fun. Hopefully you are
what
too.
What is
we'll
the
catch
seat
you next
of
time.
Your pants? Can I ask?
It's the bum bit.
That's
the, bum
the flap, seat the of your pants. So your pants have a seat yeah. within them?
Yeah.
But I can't sit down.
Well, when you sit down, you sit on the seat, don't you?
Yeah, but the seats, you sat on a chair, which is the seat, right?
No, the chair's a chair.
Well, take a seat doesn't mean grab the ass off the pants of the person next to you, does it?
If we've misgendered chairs in the past, so instead of saying take a chair and sit down on it and have a seat on the chair, we've started calling chairs seats, and that's where it's got very confusing.
And on that note,
I've been Sam. A minute,
he's been Sam, I've been Benson.
I've been Sam.
I've been Sam.
No, we're all
I've
Sam.
Been Tomesh, the tank.
I've been...